Okay, and welcome back to Out of the Woods, going into our final hour for this week. Going to kick things off now with one from the Slow Can Ramblers. You've been getting a lot of mileage out of this one. CD's called Coffee Creek, and of course you know this one, Groundhog, on Out of the Woods.
Musket color up your dog. Shoulder up your musket color up your dog. We're going to the woods, gonna catch a groundhog. 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 In the cupboard and the butter's in the churn. If that ain't groundhog, yeah, but darn. Groundhog, groundhog, groundhog. Well, little piece.
Four. squirrel hunters.
From her debut CD, Fiddle Gems, and an old traditional one called Squirrel Hunters, that it says on the CD package here she learned from a John Hartford record. Not too surprising, especially considering her intro there. John Hartford before that, one from The Walls We Bounce Off of CD, and we heard Your Tax Dollars at Work. Started off there with the Slow Can Ramblers and, of course, Groundhog from their CD Coffee Creek. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from beautiful central New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard. Thanks for tuning in. If you want to get in touch, this is a pre-recorded show, but I'd love to get an email any old time at outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. All right, now on to the Honey Dewdrops, another track from their new one, Tangled Country. I've played this before, but it's a good one. It's called Numb.
I've been numb to the pain for a while. Yes, I've been numb to it, but I don't care. I'll do whatever I can to give you a smile and slow this pound of pain and despair. I'll take the sweet silence of the morning time to reset my thoughts for the day. But the weight and the worry seem to filter through my mind. I feel nothing since I'm numbing up again. Like a needle to the vein, like a bottle's just been drained, I'm tuning out my I'm left at the end of my tether, still fastened by darkness on a chain. They say it takes time to beat the odds for better, but for now I'm just numbing up again, like a needle to the vein. The bottle's just been drained. I'm tuning out my brain, letting go the insane. I'm numbing up again.
Thank you.
Carrie Fridley for you here on Out of the Woods. Good old buddy of ours here on the show. Going back to her CD, Down South. That was North Country. Heard from the new one from Jesse Milnes and Emily Miller in there from the Deep End Sessions Volume 2 CD and one called Undone in Sorrow. Emily kind of reminds me of Carrie a little bit when she sings, which got me going there to spin that one. The Honey Dewdrops at the top of the set there from the Tangled Country CD. We heard Numb. Well, we have a couple more sets for you, but we have plenty more time to do it in. The final set of the show is going to be a big long one, so stay tuned for that. Gonna get a little heavier and a heavier hand here for a few minutes. Got a brand new one from Christina Stykos. New CD's called Horse Thief. And this is It's Over on Out of the Woods.
Wasn't really too much of a fight. He just broke what was around, told me I was no good. I kicked the wall hard as I could, and I threw down my stars, and I shouted at the night. Still, I couldn't get him to do me right. So I hung it up. I went to the local bar. And then I drove around and around in my car. I used my smile to fabricate charm. Now the remnants of my face can't make him feel that way. It's all that I was hoping for. It's all that's given away. What do you do? As your lover drifts away, drifts away. Told me I was depressed. my restless confusion. I admit I suppressed it to try to fit an illusion, like a bird in a net trying to jump and fly. I'm not sorry that I'm angry. I'm not sorry that I'm sad. I've got this beautiful fever. It needs some love so bad. Heading north to my freedom. Yeah, it's over. It's over.
Well, he had none. I have eyes. piano, we just learn to get along. Civilized and socialized, they teach you right from wrong. How to hold your liquor and how to hold your tongue. How to hold a woman or a baby or a gun. But nothing will prepare you for the far Afghanistan. You can listen to their stories and pick up what you can. You listen to their stories, maybe read a book or two. Until they send you out there, man, you haven't got a clue.
Oh,
they tell you a tradition in the hills of Kandahar. They say young boys are taken to the wilderness out there. Taken to the mountain alone in the night. If he makes it home alive, they teach him how to fight. They fought against the Russians, they fought against the Brits. Hell, they fought old Alexander, talking about him ever since. And after 9/11, here comes your Uncle Sam. Another painful lesson in the far Afghanistan. Ready to be terrified and ready to be mad. I was ready to be homesick, the worst I've ever had. I expected to be hated and insulted to my face. But nothing could prepare me for the beauty of the place. No matter what they tell you, all soldiers talk to God. It's a private conversation written in your blood. The enemy's no different, badass holy wind. Crazy bastard talks to God and his God talks back to him.
I had been since 83 when I joined to pay for college like my brothers before me. I was proud to serve my country and to be a fine Marine. But pride cannot protect me from the things that I have seen. They shipped us out of Norfolk. My family came to wave. My mama stood there choking back the tears and looking brave. Though we never spoke of it, we all feared it just the same. Now they tell me I should talk about the things that I have seen. I was trained to take the good shot. I was trained to clean my gun. They trained me not to talk back, and they trained me not to run. And I was trained to be as silent as the shadow of a hawk. No one trained me for the silence of the things that I have seen. And once I saw an accident on old Route 17. Mama told me not to look at it as we slowly passed the scene. Though the image of that wreckage was burned into my brain, that did not prepare me for the things that I have seen. I thought I was a good man. I thought I was elite. I thought I'd fight the good fight, that I'd never see defeat. And then we won that bloody war. How we laughed at their retreat. Now I wage a losing battle against the things that I have seen. Science has given us so much. We can rifle through the channels without ever standing up. But I can't find a station that's finally had enough of this morbid fascination with the things that I have seen. And me, I can't stop dreaming of these things I have seen.
Richard Chanel for you here on Out of the Woods. Yeah, by listening to that one, you'd think that was more recent and about Afghanistan or Iraq or one of those things. But that actually goes back to his second CD, came out back in 1994, called Blue Divide and the Things That I Have Seen. James Taylor in there on a similar theme. Far Afghanistan, that's from his new one called Before This World. We heard from Jack Hardy in there as well, going back to the Civil Wars CD. And I Have Eyes, and started you off there, brand new from Christina Stykos from her new CD, Horse Thief, and it's over. Well, like I said, one big set of music to wrap up the show, so we're going to kick into that, but we have a final break to take. We're going to do that right now. We'll be right back after this.